Ryan Reynolds here from Mint Mobile. With the price of just about everything going up during inflation, we thought we'd bring our prices down. So to help us, we brought in a reverse auctioneer, which is apparently a thing.
Mint Mobile Unlimited Premium Wireless. I bet you get 30, 30, I bet you get 30, I bet you get 20, 20, 20, I bet you get 20, 20, I bet you get 15, 15, 15, 15, just $15 a month, sold.
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Tales of mystery and imagination on the radio show that does things differently.
Dolly Parton, I listen to a record all day long.
The Late Night Alternative with Ian Lee.
I'm a nutjob, but not that kind of nutjob.
On Talk Radio.
Honest to God, it's the new Breaking Bad.
Oh no!
Rich is unhappy on the old Textington.
Oh no, why?
Such first world bullshit you are spouting! Your listeners, remember them? Don't care about your so self-indulgence rubbish tonight, --. Too self-indulgent tonight, says Rich in Alvechurch.
Isn't it a bit self-indulgent to not only shout at the radio, but vocalise it and then send it to the person, write it down, then send it to the person that you're annoyed with?
Then you can go through Rich's other... Rich texts us a lot.
Oh, does he?
A lot.
Okay.
Last text.
Share it with the group.
Again, I ask, please, bang, caddick, duplicity, ego-seeking, moronic asshole. He is not a true listener stroke follower of your show and is most irritating, --. When, if you come to Birmingham, equals, I will fight him to shut him up. As always, love your show. Have a lovely evening.
But, duplicity. What?
And there's loads of texts.
Caddick cannot do duplicity.
There's just loads of texts saying he loves the show. All right, Rich, so there was 10 minutes you didn't love tonight. Okay, listen, here's the thing, Rich. It's always positive texts we get from him. It's always. So I'm guessing there's something going on for you tonight that has affected your judgment. Allow me to say this. I hope whatever it is, not that affected your judgment, that's clouded your judgment, slightly different. Whatever it is, I hope it gets sorted, and I hope that if you've had a lousy day, I hope you sleep well, you rest well, and tomorrow you have a better day. That's what I hope for, okay? But also remember that I'm a real human being. That sex bot there!
Bang!
Is that what they do? Mm-hmm. That lady there is a real human being. Didn't mean to call you a sex bot. That was disrespectful to sex bots. We're human beings, man. Come on. You listen to the show. You know sending stuff like that. There's no need for it. If you don't like it, you know that you'll like something we do in the next 10 minutes.
Also, let's all just chill out. It's a bit of chit-chat, that's all.
And also, yes, of course I remember my listeners. The shows, we are crafting the best shows for our listeners ever. You not listen to the first hour and a half, first 90 minutes? What a great guest. What a great... So, Rich... I forgive you. Hey, here's some good news. I took my... Oh, spoiler alert. I passed. I shouldn't have said good news. Anyway, I took my theory test for my motorcycle today. I don't want to learn motorcycle. All I want is an A1 license that allows me to ride up to 125 cc's. And everywhere I go, they say, so you're going to do the A2 so you can ride a motorbike? No. Oh, you won't be able to ride a motorbike then. You'll only be allowed to ride scooters up to 125 cc's. Yeah, I've got zero interest in riding a motorbike.
I had the same happen to me today. I'd arranged to go back to the motorbike riding school that I passed my CBT with. And they went, oh, nice to see you again. Okay, yeah. Cool. So, I mean, have you ridden a geared bike before? I went, no, I'm not interested in riding a geared bike. I've come so I can ride this bike that I've come on with no L plates on, please.
And with someone holding onto my back. Well, you can do pillion. Once you get rid of the L plates, you go pillion.
Yeah. But they were very surprised.
Everyone assumes you want to ride. One wants to ride a motorbike. I've got no interest. Don't. I never look at. I don't, okay, it might change when I get this license. I don't think it will. I don't. I certainly don't look at motorbikes and go, oh, I love poodling.
It feels edgy enough doing 60 on mine, to be honest.
That's all I want is the wind in my helmet and stamp, please. Pop into the shops or going out for...
Makes my eyes water, actually, when the wind goes in my helmet.
Going out for an afternoon and having a little picnic somewhere, which we will do. It just makes me feel alive. It makes me feel happy. It makes me feel happy. Yeah. Riding that to the shops and back makes me feel happy, more so than walking or driving or getting the bus.
Do you know what it is? There's a sort of level of... Because you've got to concentrate so much. You're in that moment. You don't
it's exposure.
You can open your visor a little bit. You can smell the cafes and people cutting their lawns. And you just, I don't know, there's a sort of meditation thing to it. I don't know. I just find that I've come back 10 times more relaxed than I went out on it.
So anyway, I went and did the theory test today. You've got to do a theory test, then you've got to do module one and module two. And I had the theory test booked for the end of January. And then yesterday I just thought, I think I'm as ready as I'm going to be. Getting most of the questions, test questions right in this book. And I looked online and there was one free today. So I booked it for 2 o'clock today. And I went into this test centre on a trading estate. And it was this lovely young woman behind the counter, very friendly. And it's all kids in there. It's primarily kids who are learning to drive for the first time in there. With a few older people, but it's mainly kids. And I said to this young woman, I said, I don't know why, but I'm so nervous. I'm really nervous. I said, because this isn't important. I can drive. This is like just a little bonus thing. And if I fail today, I know I can come back next week and try again. And I said, but I'm really nervous. And you have to empty your pockets and take your coats and jackets off. I wasn't allowed to take my bottle of water in.
Could you take a see-through pencil case in?
No.
Packet of polos?
Nothing.
What?
They give you a locker, and the key to the locker was on like a big, it was on a wooden spoon. Right, I don't know why. I found 20 pence in the locker. Shh, don't tell anyone. And so I put the stuff in the locker, and I had to read a thing. You know that thing when they give you a thing to read and you just hold it long enough so it looks like you've read it. But I wasn't reading it. And I turn it over.
And what was it about?
I don't know. I didn't read it. Just holding it. Probably like about security or something. I don't know.
All right, yeah.
Then I had to go and sit with another woman who asked me a couple of questions. I gave her my driving license and she inputted me into a computer. And she said, right, just check your pockets empty. I said, yeah. She said, I'm going to have to ask you to stand up and just pull out your pockets. So I had to stand up. And I had to do that. I had to pull my pockets out and go, there's nothing there.
Half the elephant.
And I had to turn around and slap my ass. So there's nothing there. But there was something there. It was a £2 coin. I said, oh, there's two pounds. She goes, going to have to ask you to put that in the locker, please.
Gosh.
£2 coin. So I had the answer, the highway code
could
written
be
on
a microfiche.
And then you go in and you sit. Sorry if this is old news to everyone that's done it. And Derek and Dion, I will come to you in a minute, promise. Derek, you'll be first. You go and sit in like a little workstation and there's a computer and you click on the
mouse.
Oh,
like a carrel, like in the library at university.
Yeah, it's like that.
Oh, I used to get some good sleep in there. Yeah, carrels they were called.
Okay. You click on it and it gives you the instructions. It says you're going to be asked this and this and this. You're going to do the multiple choice, 50 questions first. You've got an hour to do it. And then you can have a 3-minute break where you're allowed to leave if you want. And then you've got to do the hazard awareness.
Did you have a break?
I didn't have a break. No, you got an hour to do the first section. I did the whole thing in 25 minutes.
Boom.
The whole thing. And so you get these 50 questions. It's multiple choice, right? And the first 15, looking at it, what my technique was, read the question. Don't look at the four options. What do I think the answer is? Oh, there it is. Like I would do on Millionaire. Right? Question comes. What do I think the answer is? Okay, I think I know the answer. Is it up there? It's there. Boom, I'm in. And then I was like, it's there. Let me just double check the others. No, it's that. I'm going with that. Right. So first 15, boom, 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 slappity, slap, 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 boom, boom, boom. Yeah, oh, that feels so good. Naughty lady. Right. Then it gets to question 16, and it was like a technical question about motorbikes.
Yeah.
Oh, no.
Hey, I know how to change the oil in hours now.
Oh,
I'll show you.
All right, thanks.
There's a little thing down the side.
Brilliant, thank you.
Never seen before.
How would I test it?
You can see through a little hole. Mm. Peephole.
These are great days.
No dipstick required.
Well, then, there is one. To ride yours, you are a dipstick. Thank you. So it got to like question 16 and suddenly it was one I didn't know. And I thought, okay, well, it's fair enough. We're about a fifth of the way through.
About time I had something a bit challenging.
Yeah. We're about a quarter of the way through. But about time I had a tough one. All right, fine. I'll try and work it out. Can't work it. And then like the next 3, 4, 5, I'm thinking, I don't know the answer.
Uh-oh.
I do not know. There was a couple where it was like between two, a couple of signs that I didn't know. And I'm pretty good at signs. I didn't know the signs.
What were the signs?
One was a yellow rectangle of two children holding hands.
Uh-huh, yeah. Back of the school bus, innit?
Yeah, back of the bus. Got it right. Because then it came up, is it school bus or is it children crossing?
No,
and
no,
I was thinking,
that would be in a...
Yeah, you're right.
It would be in a triangle.
For warning. So I got that right. But there was a few and I just didn't know. I just didn't know. And towards the end of the... then I got a load more right, obviously. Then there was a few more I thought, well, I don't know. And towards the end of the 50 questions, where you got an hour, and I did that in 17 minutes.
Yeah, we heard the yes, and
I thought, I think I failed.
Oh.
I was very nervous. And then I just thought, oh, I think I failed. I think I've got too many. There are too many. There aren't enough that I know for 100%. There are a few that I think I failed. I'll do the hazard awareness. So then you get to watch these animations. A really good animation, actually. For a while, I thought it was film, but it's animation. You have to click the mouse every time like a hazard comes up. But if you click it too many times, you fail. I think you'd have to click it like 13 times.
Yeah. If you click it all the time, it means you're one of those people who goes out the front door and is like, ah, bird!
But every time, there were 14 of them, and they went on for bloody ages. And every time as soon as one started, I clicked, because I could see a hazard.
Yeah.
So every time I clicked, time it started, hazard. Mainly the hazard was like the road, but it was like click. So I clicked, but I must admit, in the middle couple, I kind of dozed off a bit because I zoned out. It was like boring, and I thought, well, I've already failed. And I was psyching myself up. And then I finished after literally just like a little bit over 20 minutes, and you've got an hour and a half, I think, to do the whole thing. And I went out, and I went and sat with the woman who'd signed me in. I was chatting to her. She said, oh, by the way, you don't need to sit with me. You get your results down there at the entrance. So I went to the end, and I thought, I failed. So I went to the entrance, I opened my locker, got my stuff out, got my £2 out, got the 20 pence out that I found.
Dried your eyes.
Dried my eyes. And you have to give them your driving licence so they know it's you. And they give you a letter with it folded over. But so it says your name at the top. It's folded over the result. And I thought, I'm not opening it in front of them because I look like a dick. So I got out, and I totally thought I'd failed. Got out, I went round to the corner, I got to my car, and as I approached my car, I thought, well, I'll have a look. I bloody well passed it, but only just. So the first section, 50 questions, you've got to get 43 out of 50. 44. That is a clear pass. Okay? 44. The second one, the hazard perception, you've got to get 44 out of 75. I got 44. Oh, mate!
Jammy.
I got 44. On the double, there's one where there's one that's a double hazard. I didn't get any. And there were three scenarios where I didn't get any of the hazards.
Was it like, I don't know, a baby in a pushchair that had a knife?
Well, there's one where you're driving along in the country and I thought, I bet a deer's going to run out in front of me. And yeah, like a herd of deer followed by a dog ran out in front of you.
Fenton.
So I got that. But, 44.
Jammy. So, everyone.
The roads are going to get a little bit more. So now I've got a book. Oh, and I'll do that tomorrow. I need the letter. Tomorrow, I'm going to book the practical driving test. Module 1. 20 minutes. But in that, you have to do... Sorry, I hope this isn't too self-indulgent for you, Rich, or you can go and kiss that.
He's showing you the bird.
By the way, Rich, you must have had a bad day, man, because you know we talk about our days in the show. That's what the show is, you pudding. So, again, I'm peace and love. I love you, brother.
but don't be such a grump.
Don't take your grumpiness out on us. Go on, man. Go on, don't text your abuse to LBC. I don't text abuse to anyone. So, but in the module A, you've got to do the figure of eight, which I really struggled with. The figure
We've
of eight.
We've got big handlebars. That's why wide handlebars.
I'm a big lad.
Oh, I'm a small person on a big handlebarred bike.
So, what we need to do is we need to meet in a car park.
I don't. I've got a lesson.
Have you booked a lesson?
Oh, are you?
Sorry?
Yeah. I've got an instructor.
What?
He's going to sort me out. Well, I'm not winging it.
Flipping it? Really? You've got me on my back.
I told
you. You're a traitor.
I told you.
You're a traitor.
You said, oh, I'm ready to do it. I think I can do it. I'm like, fair enough.
You're a traitor to IAKMCC.
Well.
Ian and Kath Motorcycle Club.
The motorcycle club is going to need...
Tell him straight after the break, we're going to Derek.
The motorcycle club is going to need, I don't know, a leader. And she should be the high qualified member.
Okay. First one to pass the test is the leader of the motorcycle club, yeah?
Yeah, but what if I'm a better driver?
First one to pass the test is the leader of the motorcycle club, yeah? Yeah.
I'm not shaking that. I'm not touching your soggy palm. No!
Spit on your hand and shake my hand. She licked it. So the first one to pass is the leader of the motorcycle club, right. Yeah?
Well, I mean, the first one to take the test isn't necessarily going to be the first one that passes.
Oh, isn't it? The second one to take the test might not be the first one to pass it.
Well, then I should be asking for a refund.
This is Talk Radio.
Talk Radio, 24-hour radio debate and entertainment.
Talk Radio.
We'll get you talking.
Cool fact, a crocodile can't stick out its tongue. Also, you can get health insurance for a month or just under a year in some states. United Healthcare short-term insurance plans, underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, offer flexible, budget-friendly coverage for you. Learn more at uh1.com.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds. At Mint Mobile, we like to do the opposite of what Big Wireless does. They charge you a lot. We charge you a little. So naturally, when they announced they'd be raising their prices due to inflation, we decided to deflate our prices due to not hating you. That's right. We're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month. Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month slows. Full terms at mintmobile.com.
Excuse me.
Oh, Dad.
Hello, I'm Martin Kellner.
And I'm his daughter, Ruthie.
We do a podcast. It's called Ruthie, Me and My Dad.
In which I tell him how he's wrong about most things.
And I explain to her who the Bee Gees were. It's on Acast and Apple Podcasts.
And all your favourite podcast providers.
It's a unique generation gap conversation between a baby boomer dad...
and his Generation Z daughter.
That's Ruthie, Me and My Dad. Brand new episodes every Thursday.
The Late Night Alternative with Ian Lee on Talk Radio.
We'll get you talking.
Say that again. What did you just say to me?
This is from Agence France Presse news agency.
Yeah.
The first nudist restaurant in Paris is being forced to close. Why? Because it can't put enough bums on seats.
No.
Yes.
Didn't we talk about this?
There's one in London, isn't there?
There was about 3 years ago and it closed down.
Oh, really?
Because
why?
People are not...
perverts.
Because they couldn't get enough... balls. Hang on, is there another better joke than that?
Let me see.
There wasn't a big enough crack in the market.
No, couldn't crack the market. Couldn't.
Okay, I'll work on that. Come and see me in March.
The first nudist restaurant in the French capital is being forced to close because it cannot put enough bums on seats. Au Naturel will draw the curtain on nude fine dining in Paris.
So Naturel curtains.
On nude fine dining in Paris in February after a little over a year, despite rave reviews from diners who shed their clothes to slurp oysters and, and feast on snails, foie gras...
Chow down on kebabs, sausages.
Asparagus. But to avoid financial embarrassment, twins...
What other food looks like a vagina or a penis? You carry on, I'm going to think of vagina and penis-shaped foods. Nice peach.
Mike and Stefan Sada said they were having to close. It's now or never, they urge the curious. Wanting to experience the last nude diner in Paris.
Plums.
Before they bring down the shutters in February 16th.
Shutters, like...
On February 16th. Okay, yeah. We count on you to support us over on Facebook. We thank everyone for taking part in this adventure. We will only remember the good moments and the great people we met. We are counting on you to support us, they wrote on Facebook. We thank everyone for taking part in this adventure. We will only remember the good moments and the great people we met.
Dirty. And the lovely boobies that we saw. We were ogling the boobies.
The beautiful bottom.
I want to ogle the boobies. Unfortunately, the cleaning of the chairs from the skidders was costing us too much. There were skid marks upon the chair. So we are closing down the restaurant. And there will be no more, will be dirty, naughty lady bomb-bombs in the nudie.
Au naturel, a play on the French phrase for naked, was seen as a sign that naturism was becoming even more mainstream in a country which is the world's top destination for nude tourism. 4 million people holiday in the nude in France every year. With a new summer nudist zone in Paris's biggest park, naked stand-up comedy nights,
dirty.
And museum visits. I mean, what difference is it going to make to a museum visit having your todger out?
Here's the thing. The reason we wear clothes is because woman gave man apple. God got peed off. Keep your clothes on, heathens.
Activists did not hide their naked ambition to make further inroads for naturists.
I've got a boner to pick with this story.
Mm-hmm. Unlike the nude London restaurant, the Bunyadi, which opened briefly in 2016, the Sada brothers kept their clothes on as they served customers.
Oh, it's one rule for them, another rule for everyone else.
Les pervertis. Our role is to put people at ease, said Stéphane.
Yeah, sure it is.
Dirty pervert.
There we go.
Who insisted French law demanded they stay dressed. Oh, it is the law, it is not my fault. As soon as customers enter the dining room, we accompany them to their table and we reassure them that it is not like the whole room is looking at them. Just us! No, looking at them, he told Agence France-Presse as it opened. The restaurant's black chair... Oh, black chair covers, are you sure?
I mean, that's just like so gross.
Are discreetly changed between sittings with diners shielded from prying eyes outside by a heavy white curtain.
Someone's got a dirty bum hole.
While news of the closure sent a chill through the French naturist world, campaigner Cédric Amato said the restaurant was ahead of its time.
Frederick is a tomato? That was lazy. Frederick is a tomato. Didn't sound anything like what the lady said.
It may have been a little early for an all-round nudist establishment in Paris, he told Agence France-Presse. I ate there many times. It was very good. But the fact it was in a residential area and did not have a terrace for good weather counted against it, he said. Oh, they want to go outside. Steam around. We're now on. Au Naturel will draw the curtain on nude fine dining in Paris in February after a little over a year, despite rave
reviews. I'm glad it's closed down. People like that need to be taught a lesson that what they're doing is sinning. They're dirty sinners. And they disgust me. Isn't that right, Dion?
Yeah, good evening. I thought he was having someone else on first.
No, well, they bottled it.
Yeah, good evening, Ian, Catherine.
Are you naked, Dion?
No, I'm lying in bed. It's nice to have the bed to myself.
Yeah, too much fanny!
What?
Yes, mate! You've got to give little Dion a little rest, otherwise he's just going to turn his nose down at it. Let him have a little rest. You got to let the hound sniff the hair. So just let him have a little rest. Invite the ladies back in and you get on with your rumpy pumpy later on in the year. Congratulations. When was the last time you were naked, Dion?
I suppose this morning. Well, yesterday morning, now.
And what were you doing?
Having a shower.
Dirty boy. Clean boy. Dirty boy, then clean boy.
When was the last time you were naked?
It was this morning. I had a shower. I've got to say, since I've had my new boiler put in, and since he's had a little adjustment to my waterworks, my original shower in my ensuite, which was never very powerful, man, it's powerful. It's not as hot as it was, but it's more powerful. And that is great news for the spots on my back.
Oh,
yeah, that's right. It's great news.
Why don't you get one of them scrubbers on a stick?
Because I don't like to call women scrubbers, Catherine. Oh. I call them...
Well, you just said fanny. Didn't he, Dion?
I didn't.
It was on about...
Didn't say...
Seafood that looked like...
Yeah, exactly. I was talking about fanny pie. I did not say what you think I said, Catherine.
I think you literally said too much fanny.
No, I didn't. No, I didn't. That is fake
Sam?
News.
Yeah, he did.
No, I didn't. Sam's an idiot.
Sam, can you clip that?
Dion, did I say that or not?
Uh, can't remember your
name. There we go. Dion is... Dion, if you send that, Sam, I'll clip your fingers and I'll send them to your
mum. Dion's blanking it out. Is that bad?
No. What you're doing, Catherine, is libelous.
Yeah, anyway.
Okay, now you're saying it. Say it again. What did I say?
I was going to talk about...
Can you clip her saying it, Sam? Thank you, mate. Yes, yes, Dion.
Yeah, I was going to talk about motorbikes.
Yeah?
You were talking about them. I do like motorbikes, but they don't like me.
Oh, what happened? You tried? You're not one of those people that tries to have sex with the exhaust, are you? Because some people do. Oh, he's not saying no.
Must be painful.
Yeah.
No, I'm being serious here. I do like them. I'm thinking of getting one. You know, a small troll bike, something like a 125.
I thought you were agoraphobic.
It doesn't mean I can't ride a bike. I just don't like crowded areas where there's too many people or...
No, I thought you said... I don't make a thing of it. You said you couldn't go out. You couldn't go to the shops because you couldn't be outside.
No, you weren't listening properly. You weren't there. I was talking to Catherine.
I was at home listening because I was playing Spider-Man. I remember it very, very well.
I don't like going to a pub that's busy or, say, a concert or public transport.
Okay.
I don't like... where there's too many people near me, I get anxious.
Okay, so I thought you said you couldn't go to the shops because you couldn't go out.
No, I don't go to the supermarket or anything.
Right, you said, I thought you said you couldn't go to the doctors. I remember you saying you couldn't go to the doctors.
No, I can't do things like that. No.
I booked in for the doctors, going to get every part of me checked out. I don't mind having a finger up my bum. I'm doing it right now. and I'm up for it. Check me out. I want to live to be 109. Check me out, touch it, prod it.
Well, I'm 60 at the end of the month, and I never thought I'd live this long, no, but there you go, and I'm still pretty good, still pretty fit, and that's it.
That's what it's all about, and I want to live, I embrace life.
I know, but I don't want a miserable life.
No, if I have a miserable life, I want to die. If I get ill, I want to die, but right now, I want to live. And I want to experience and taste and smell and touch and lick and pollinate and
all right,
do all
okay,
these
right.
wonderful,
we get the idea, yeah.
wonderful things, strip, spit
and
on.
Get a motorbike.
Examine with
all right,
a...
okay, all right. Yeah, we get
a
it.
A telescope.
Yes, okay.
Up really close.
What?
I want to take samples. I want to ride.
Just let him say it, Dion, and then it'll stop.
I want to mount.
Okay. So,
I want to insert.
All right, okay. Ian.
I want to intrude.
Right.
Anyway, I've had a good night because Tottenham won.
That's great news, Dion. I'm really glad to hear it.
Across the UK, online and on DAB.
The Late Night Alternative with Ian Lee on Talk Radio.
0344 499 1000 is the telephone number if you want to give us a call. It's all about. The switchboard is empty. I think we'll do last 30 minutes. Been one of those shows. Call straight to air. You can call it. By the way, we've been blindfolded all night. You didn't like the blindfold experiment.
No, because I'm perpetually... I mean, as it is working with you, we have got this ongoing thing where I get ambushed.
Yeah.
And so I'm continually fearing attack. And so to be in a studio with you when I can't see and when during the breaks you're not speaking is quite frankly terrifying.
The next bit of news is going to astound you and probably upset you, but I want you to keep silent. I don't want your knee-jerk reaction. I want your second reaction. I propose we make every Monday hashtag Bird Box Blindfold Monday, where we wear blindfolds, because I think it was the greatest bit of radio we've ever done in my life. I thought it was charming. Thought it was insightful. I don't want the knee-jerk reaction.
No, you're
I
not
want
getting
the
me.
Second reaction, which is the one where you agree with me.
No, here's the thing, right? Let's keep it special.
Yeah,
let's
so we just
leave
do it
the
once
way
a
it
week.
Was.
Yeah, exactly.
No.
Once a week.
No.
On Monday.
Let's not do that.
Yes.
No.
Okay.
So no.
Okay, we're doing that.
So my first reaction is no, and my second reaction is definitely not.
I would like to hear your third reaction.
Absolutely no effing way.
I'm going to take a punt. Could I please hear a fourth reaction?
you can take your punt and stick it right up where the sun don't shine. And when you get it as far up as it will go, you might see my answer, tiny letters, no.
Could I be so bold?
No.
Sixth?
Okay, right.
Ah, okay, the, brilliant, no, we're in. Thank you, Catherine.
On the end of the tiny no.
Yes.
Get your telescope out that you want to examine things close up with, which is ridiculous because telescopes are for looking at things that are far away.
Yeah, exactly. That's what makes it so vulgar.
Oh, hang on a second. So you're
going to insert it.
So insert it.
With a light at the end.
Okay. Put the light on the end.
Yeah.
Look on the end of the O, the top, tip of most of the top of mouth, top of most of the O, and it will say.
What's that noise?
It'll say bugger off.
What's that noise?
I don't know.
Is that, should you speak quiet? It's your bottle! Come here!
It's screaming.
Let me out! I'm water, please don't drink me. I don't want to be wee.
I don't want to be wee again.
For the eighth time?
Yeah.
That's Kath's water bottle.
Think
was screaming.
Think of all the people it's been through.
Let's go going.
It's because it knows I'm going to drink. I'm going to neck
please,
it.
Please, no!
Stop complaining and get in my belly.
I used to be somebody! I'm a human being!
Tales of mystery and imagination on the radio show that does things differently.
Dolly Parton, I listen to a record that they love.
The Late Night Alternative with Ian Lee.
I'm a nut job, but not that kind of nut job.
On Talk Radio.
Honest to God, it's the new Breaking Bad.
Oh no!
Hi, I'm Daniel, founder of Pretty Litter. Did you know cats tend to hide symptoms of sickness and pain? I learned this the hard way after losing my cat, Gingy. So I created Pretty Litter, a health monitoring litter that helps detect early signs of illness by changing colors, saving you money and potentially your cat's life. Pretty Litter is veterinarian developed, and it's the easiest way to keep tabs on your fur baby's health right at home.
Go to prettylitter.com and use code ACAST for 20% off your first order and a free cat toy. Terms and conditions apply. See site for details.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.